share a thought, which is Parshas Devarim related, but also related to Tisha B'Av, upcoming Tisha B'Av. In this week's Parsha, we have a pasuk, Echa Esal Abadi Tarchachem Umasachem Brivichem, which the minig is to read it in the Echa Tzun. And the minig also is to the Aliyah stop of whereas we lay in right up to before that pasuk during the weekdays, and Shabbos we stop a pasuk earlier, not to start the Aliyah with a pasuk of Echa. So it's based on a medrash, that the medrash says that three Nevi'im saw Klal Yisrael in different stages, and they said about them Echa. Moshe saw Klal Yisrael this stage, and said Echa saw the Badi. Klal Yisrael is in the rise, and Moshe Rabbeinu says that you're so great and you're so that important, I can't take the responsibility. I can't just do it myself. I can't be just the only one that's connected to you. I can't handle it myself. Yeshaya sees Klal Yisrael in the state of their being wayward and unfaithful. And eventually the destruction comes, and Yirmiyahu sees Klal Yisrael in Bechorbona and says, Echa Yeshua Badar. But it hit me in the nakud over here that the Badar is that Yerushalayim, the Mikdash, Klal Yisrael is alone. They're Badar, they're by themselves. The Zayna is the woman who's left her husband, she's been wayward to her husband, so she's made herself alone. And Moshe Rabbeinu is hinting over here when he says, Echa Esal Levadi, that I'm also Levadi. There's an element of Levadi that Moshe Rabbeinu was seeing in his relationship. Had Klal Yisrael been truly, Rashi says in other places, that Klal Yisrael was very challenging people. They went to a din, and they see they're losing. They're asking for more dayanim. They're asking for more rayas. They got to the point where the had Klal Yisrael been of a purity, of a goal, of finding the emes and doing the right thing, we could have had the relationship with the shliach, we could have spoken directly of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't connect to you. There's an element of where I am levadi. I am by myself. I'm not finding the corresponding people in Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu, representing the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is already seeing in the roots of the growth of Klal Yisrael, he's seeing the seeds of the destruction and the withering of the relationship. The relationship is not going to withstand the test of time. And when the Nisyanos come, Echa Yishol Zendor, and then Echa Yeshva Vador. So the choice of the word Levadi is not just b'mikra. There's a Dafka message over here of an element that Moshe Rabbeinu sees. The Klal Yisrael is not mechuber. So the nakuda we're trying to bring out over here is the destruction. The mourning that we're mourning is we've lost our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the Mikdash was the vehicle which Klal Yisrael had a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says a lashon that when Titus came and claimed he destroyed, so the Baskel came up with Shemaim and says that you've taken flour, grain which has been ground already, and you're grinding it again. You didn't do anything. Means the destruction of the Mikdash was just a physical expression of the fact that Klal Yisrael was not together with the Kodesh Baruch anymore. The Chibur had been broken, and therefore the physical destruction of the Beis Mikdash came with. But what we're mourning and what we're hoping to recreate in the Nechama is when it's Yerushalayim is kiir shechubra lo yachtov. It's a chibur back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the stop and think about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in our lives, how much we're not thinking about connecting, feeling defined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much we need to recreate and get us back to that point, and that will be the Nechama for Klai Yisrael Be'ezus Hashem.